Welcome back. It's Tom Bell here, and I've been itching to get back on and start sharing my thoughts. And typically, I've interviewed people learning about all things success, passion, purpose, and potential. And these things continue to be of interest to me, and I absolutely love sharing my point of view. And I certainly appreciate you taking the time to hear me out. So first of all, again, thank you to you. But I've had an idea that's been on my mind lately, and it's basically how I'm a massive failure. I mean, I've tried so many different things in my life, and none of them has resulted in millions of dollars in my bank account or a level of mastery for others to be in awe over. You know, I think back to all of the different jobs I've had, and I can see that I've had 20 different roles, and I've tried many different businesses, I think 6+ different types of businesses, clothing brands, screen printing, adventure reviews, I mean, just lots of different things. And none of them achieved the massive success that I'd originally desired. So it wasn't all pain and misery. Like I found that I've had moments of passion and enjoyment from the roles and business attempts, but it really was, you know, a roller coaster ride of emotions. And for the longest time, I've wanted to be a solopreneur, a business owner within the personal development space, motivation sort of space. And I can still remember sharing that dream with my dad whilst I was still in high school. You know, I love public speaking and getting to talk. I love finding out about others and what makes them spark, seeing their faces light up when they share what they love doing. You know, that's always an interesting thing. And everyone has something different that they love to do. And, you know, most people aren't doing what they love to do. Sometimes people have hobbies or different things that they might do some of, but rarely are they really, really chasing after the things that really light them up. You know, I've managed to find roles in life within the corporate world that have allowed me to engage in things I enjoy, like especially leadership and coaching. Absolutely loved many aspects of being a leader and coaching people. You know, I love learning, but I haven't really loved studying at uni. You know, finding many of the subjects in the degree, like stuff I don't really see value in. You know, it almost feels like I'm forced to study. When I was doing the bachelor, though, I absolutely loved the leadership and management subjects, which was my major in the Bachelor of Business. And when I was doing those, I really came alive. Like, it'd be like I couldn't put the textbooks down. And I'm not even really one that likes to read very much at all. But you know, I still found a way to get that study in and study whilst working full time and being a father and a friend and all the other roles and things that we do in life. But it is clear that I've failed over and over and over. And at times, this has taken my mind to a dark place. Like, what if I'd have taken a different path? What if I'd done X or Y instead? You know, questioning, doubting, wallowing. But with massive failure comes many learnings. I remember hearing a quote, I believe it was Wayne Bennett, the Super NRL coach here in Australia, and my dad had told me about the quote, that we shouldn't die with the music still in us. And it was something like along those lines. Now, this really resonated with me, you know, about trying all the things, having a go, not living with regret about the things I could have tried in life. And each one of the things that I tried was my chance to give it a go. And I have learned so much. I've built websites, recorded podcasts, posted thousands of times to social media, met people from all over the world, and learned so many valuable skills. Skills and experience that I wouldn't have if I'd have just let those opportunities pass me by. And that's often a funny thing about failures. You know, you hear the word failure and you're like, well, that's a bad thing. But I've failed so many times, and it's because of all of those failures that I got to have experiences and learn so many wonderful new things. So perhaps failure isn't such a bad thing on a long enough timeline. And I felt like the odd one out so often. I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs, nor are my friends trying to build businesses. And I've often shared my ideas, and I've had many, with others, and I've ended up with a bruised ego, where the idea seems silly or it's ridiculed. And looking back, I just didn't have the confidence, the self-belief to stay true to what it is that I really wanted. And in many cases, I stopped pursuing my own brand and ideas basically out of a lack of self-belief. I believe I'm a motivator, and I would encourage others to live the life of their dreams, and I do. And yet I don't seem to give myself the same level of support and encouragement. So many times I've stopped the business and figured the safer, more sensible option was to get a corporate role. And it doesn't matter if you enjoy it or not. That's just a matter of perspective, right? Like my own attitude. Well, to a certain degree, yes. We all have the ability to make the best of our situations. And taking a step back, I have lived quite a blessed life, and many around the world would trade places in a heartbeat, something that is important for me to remember as I go along on my journey, to remember to be grateful for what I have. But here's the thing, though. I have an inner voice or guiding system, and there are things that absolutely light me up, that are unique to me personally. I'm great at unearthing this in others and encouraging them to pursue these things by overcoming limiting beliefs and taking action. But when it comes to myself, I do know what I enjoy, and it's a pretty easy test. Do I like what I'm doing or not? But we often get lost in the things that we love, and that's a great thing. Time seems to just fly on by. I want more of that. I like to have autonomy and prefer not having a boss. I love to coach engaged people who want to improve their lives and are willing to put the work in. I like business, especially adding value to other people's lives in exchange for money. When I talk to other people, they don't have these same dreams. I mean, some do, but we all have our own unique blend of things that we enjoy that give us that spark. Life really gets in the way though, right? Bills to pay, the mortgage or the rent, school to afford, the long hours working in a job, the long list of chores and errands. Who really has time to then be exploring the things that the inner guiding system is telling us that we enjoy? For many, including myself at times, this just gets parked and duty takes over. But I do believe we should be enjoying our life. Sometimes little tweaks can lead to big improvements in life. I've been a leader in sales businesses during my corporate career, and some people just absolutely hate sales. I like to think of sales as a way of basically, you know, customer has a need that we can solve, and ultimately we're providing value in our solution. For others, sales is like being forced to eat a rotten apple. And, you know, I've had staff who felt they couldn't leave the role that they were in, you know, when I was leading them for this reason or another, and they just struggled along hating it. You know, that's never fun to see it. You know, often having a coaching session with them, you know, kind of just brings that light bulb on about like, well, what is it that you would enjoy doing? You know, if you could do anything, what would it be? Often the things that they would come out with, it's not crazy. It's not hard to imagine them going and doing it. Some people love doing admin work and would just rather not deal with clients or customers or whatever else. But then in a lot of cases, people were too scared to jump. Better to stick with what they know rather than, you know, jumping to what they have no idea about or unsure if they would hate it more. But when the people were brave enough to jump and we would catch up after, every time people would tell me that their life is better now and they were so glad that they jumped, how it improved pretty much every other aspect of their life too, because they were now spending the majority of their day happy and not miserable. And this meant that they had more energy and better relationships with friends, family, and themselves. Now, it's possible that they could have jumped and enjoyed it less, but they could always just jump again. Trying things and failing really means we have found ways that didn't work. But are you still breathing? Yes. Then you can choose again. Take what you've learned and push on in search of what lights you up. Listen to your inner guiding system. There are so many things that I enjoy. I don't really love reading, but I can't seem to put down self-help books, and I have a bookshelf full of ones I've already read and many more that I'm looking forward to reading. I love listening to and watching motivational videos and speeches. I feel better on the days when I'm consuming this sort of content versus the days when I don't. I love to podcast, but I've been so fearful about doing episodes on my own, worrying about people perhaps not being interested in my point of view. I love to interview other people, meet them, learn about them, and share their wisdom with you. But why not share my own thoughts? If it's not enjoyable, you can always click next or swipe or do whatever is required to move on to the next thing. My heart's set on being an entrepreneur. I enjoy coaching and training. I am a great encourager. A friend of mine gave me some wonderful advice today, and it's for me to settle in for the long haul, to enjoy the journey, to continue building my brand, and that followers and success will follow, even if it is 10 years down the road, to just never give up. And if I never give up and I enjoy the journey, then ultimately I have not died with the music still in me. I've learned from my failures and I've listened to my inner guidance system to ensure that I've stayed true to my own dreams and goals. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to another episode, and perhaps today you can draw from your failures, tune into your inner voice and make the necessary tweaks to enjoy your journey more day by day. I'm Tom Bell and I'll catch you on the next episode.